Okay, and let's see, someone calling us from Olympia, Ms. Coleman?
Dr. Wright, this is for Mrs. Coleman, yes.
Oh, for her, okay.
She watched your video on niacinamide and osteoarthritis. Excellent video.
Thank you.
And she's taking the 3,000 milligrams of niacinamide. I also gave her your curcumin 95 from your dispensary.
Okay.
Her question is this: are there going to be any side effects or contraindications with taking the niacinamide and the curcumin 95 long term?
No, sir. You can tell if a person is having too much niacinamide for their liver to process, and this is rare, but it does happen about 1%, they start getting a low-grade nausea, and that goes on for a few days, and if you don't pay attention to it, it gets worse. And I knew exactly one gentleman who decided to see how long he could put up with it, and he was throwing up in about 3 weeks. He was throwing up every day. But absent the low-grade nausea, which is the signal that it's too much for us, no, you can take that as long as you wish to. And it does control, although not cure the osteoarthritis, it certainly completely controls it by reactivating the mitochondria inside the cartilage cells so the cartilage doesn't deteriorate as much, or at all, actually. And the curcumin, no, remember that that's, as you I'm sure know very well, it's part of the Indian spice, or part of an Indian spice, I should say, turmeric. And provinces in India attracted the attention of Indian university professors because they didn't have any Alzheimer's disease. And they found it was because of the curcumin found within the turmeric, and nobody ever got hurt over there by eating it, ever, ever, ever.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
So there you go, sir. And by the way, if you're still there, the curcumin fraction of turmeric helps to protect against Alzheimer's disease. Yeah, it absolutely does. But it does so many other good for us things for us too.